Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
The award-winning cafe is open daily from 7am until 4pm and for dinner Thursday to Sunday from 5.
Ellen DeGeneres has taken to Insta to update fans on her COVID-19 journey.
Hi everybody. Saying thank you to all the well wishes out there. I appreciate it very much. I'm feeling 100%. I feel really good. One thing that they don't tell you is you get somehow excruciating back pain. Didn't know that that was a symptom, but I talked to some other people. Back pain. Who knew? How come?
Paul McCartney has teased a 6-part documentary series which will reflect on his life, the Beatles, and musical legacy during a roving conversation with producer Rick Rubin.
It feels almost like the bass is doing what an orchestra would do.
You can actually control the band with the bass. 2, 3, 4, bang!
Yeah.
And they'll go 2, 3, 4, boom, bang. We realised, you know, we were writing songs that were memorable, not because we wanted them to be memorable, but because we had to remember them. That was one of the greatest music moments in my life.
That sounds absolutely amazing. No details yet on a release date or when it will stream, but Sir Paul has said keep your eyes peeled in 2021.
A quick update on that Tom Cruise on-set ranting situation. Now, since the audio of him yelling at his film crew on the set of Mission Impossible 7 in the UK went viral, a number of crew members have quit. They've walked out.
Like you do.
Take that, Tom.
Justin Timberlake has returned to the silver screen in an emotional movie called Palmer. Timberlake plays a disgraced former football star who develops an unlikely bond with a young boy whose mother has abandoned him. Palmer is now streaming on Apple TV Plus.
How did you end up in prison?
Don't matter. I did what I did.
Look at what you did today.
Listen to me, son. Kids are mean, especially when they see something that they ain't used to seeing.
You ain't nothing but a criminal. You got no right looking after any child.
How many boys do you see on that show?
None.
What does that tell you?
That I can be the first.
Truth is, I haven't felt like I was good at anything. Until Sam. Can't abandon that boy.
Grab the tissues. A bit of a tearjerker, that one. And Chadwick Boseman's final on-screen role is already earning him buzz for a posthumous Oscar. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom follows the mother of blues, played by Viola Davis, and a shy trumpet player, and one hot recording session.
I mean, come on, Chadwick is a big old star.
And Chad is always like, hey, let's just get into the telling of the story.
You don't know nothing about what kind of blood I got, what kind of heart I got beat here.
He met the words and the spirit of Levy, the spirit of the story, the stakes of the story totally entered his body.
Come on!
I'm happy that I got to be a part of sharing his genius with the world. And he's a man among men, in my opinion.
Absolutely, 100% a joy to work with.
Ma Rainey's Black Bottom is out on Netflix today.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.